I personally can share that I believe in this community wholeheartedly and think that we are on the right track. I believe we're going to be a better district next year. Convinced about closure, and how does that fit into the budget? I kind of weave that in a little bit with the first part of this answer. But again, you have to kind of look at all of the cuts that have occurred up to this point. And then you also have to look at, I know that it's not easy to say we have to be a business model as well as an educational model. But if we don't handle our business correctly and we don't take care of things financially, we set ourselves up on track to have a fiscal distress issue. So the business aspect of this, when we have capacity of over 2,300 elementary seats, that's prior to we ever even looking at portables. There are over 4,000 student available seats at the elementary level when you count in portables. So we had to do some right sizing there. And if you think about this, one other thing about school closures, this isn't just something that Mike Poore dreamed of. There were discussions about school closure for several years, and the Civic Advisory Group Subcommittee on Facility, the people that were a part of that committee even had, they made recommendations inside that committee to say, here are the schools that we think. Now, you won't see that, I want to just make crystal clear, you won't see that on the bigger report, because the bigger report did not reflect that was something that they wanted to do. They, in fact, said they wanted to stay away from it. But inside the subcommittee, there was that type of action as well. So, this is one of those things that is extremely challenging. And the very thing that we strive to do of having children and parents love their schools, we disrupt that when we do something like this. And so now it's incumbent upon us of executing transition. And the transition, that's probably another factor, is that when you look at things over time, either in this district or elsewhere in the country, there's probably a lack of trust in how well we can execute the transition. But I'm telling you that our team will be up to that task, and we're ready to be held accountable to being successful with transition so that we make students and staff feel very comfortable in their new sites, that we help our partners in terms of transitioning, hopefully into new locations, and that we are a better district as we go into next year.